成都市2020年高中阶段教育学校统一招生考试，英语百卷。一、听句子，根据所听到的内容选择正确答语，每小题念两遍。听完每句话后，你都有五秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。
Number one, thanks for your help.
Thanks for your help.
Number two, hello, may I speak to Anne?
Hello, may I speak to Anne?
Number three, what do you think of your English teacher?
What do you think of your English teacher?
Number four. I am going to visit my grandma this summer vacation.
I am going to visit my grandma this summer vacation.
Number five. When will the sports meeting begin?
When will the sports meeting begin?
Two, 听句子，选择与所听句子内容相符的图片，每小题念两遍。听前，你将有五秒钟的读图时间。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。
Number six, don't eat too much chocolate. It's bad for your health.
Don't eat too much chocolate. It's bad for your health.
Number seven, today is cleanup day. I cleaned the window in our classroom.
Today is cleanup day.I cleaned the window in our classroom.
Number eight. We have to wait in line to get on the bus.
We have to wait in line to get on the bus.
Number nine. Look.My dog is playing a ball happily over there.
Look, my dog is playing a ball happily over there.
Number 10. Excuse me, but we don't allow taking photos here.
Excuse me, but we don't allow taking photos here.
三，听对话，根据对话内容及问题选择正确答案，每小题念两遍。听完每段对话后，你都有五秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。
Number 11. Would you like some chicken and fish for dinner?
Neither.Just some vegetables.
Question. What will the girl have for dinner? Would you like some chicken and fish for dinner?
Neither. Just some vegetables.
Question. What will the girl have for dinner?
Number 12. Which subject do you like best?Chinese, English, or math?
I like math, but I am more interested in Chinese, and I prefer English to Chinese.
Question, which subject does the boy like best? Which subject do you like best? Chinese, English, or math?
I like math, but I am more interested in Chinese, and I prefer English to Chinese.
Question: Which subject does the boy like best? Number 13. Paul, I want to lose weight, so I don't eat any food for supper tonight.
It's not good for your body. Why not take exercise instead of being on a diet?
Question: What does the man advise the woman to do? Paul, I want to lose weight, so I don't eat any food for supper tonight.
It's not good for your body. Why not take exercise instead of being on a diet?
Question: What does the man advise the woman to do?
Number 14. Have you taken the little girl's temperature?
Yes, I have. Her temperature seems to be all right.
Question: Where are they talking? Have you taken the little girl's temperature?
Yes, I have. Her temperature seems to be all right.
Question: Where are they talking?
Number 15. Everything is ready for going to the beach tomorrow. Is it going to rain?
No. The radio says it's going to be hot.
Then we'd better take our beach umbrellas for the sun.
Question: What will the weather be like tomorrow?
Everything is ready for going to the beach tomorrow. Is it going to rain?
No. The radio says it's going to be hot.
Then we'd better take our beach umbrellas for the sun.
Question: What will the weather be like tomorrow? Number 16. Mom, when I got to the train station at 7:45, the train had already left.
That's too bad. The train left at 7:30. You should get there early.
Question: When should the boy arrive at the train station? Mom, when I got to the train station at 7:45, the train had already left.
That's too bad. The train left at 7:30. You should get there early.
Question: When should the boy arrive at the train station?
Number 17. Have you seen the film Lost in Russia?
Of course. It is so funny, and I couldn't stop laughing when I watched it.
Question: How does the man like the film? Have you seen the film Lost in Russia?
Of course. It is so funny, and I couldn't stop laughing when I watched it.
Question: How does the man like the film? Number 18. Simon, do you live in New York?
Oh, I used to live there, but I moved to Boston last year. Maybe I will go to London next year because my uncle is there.
Question: Where does Simon live now? Simon, do you live in New York?
Oh, I used to live there, but I moved to Boston last year. Maybe I will go to London next year because my uncle is there.
Question: Where does Simon live now? Number 19. Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy 2 t-shirts.
What about the white one? It's on sale today, and we have size S, size M, and size L.
Pretty good. Please give me size M and size S. Size M for me, and size S for my brother.
Question. What size will the man buy for his brother? Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy 2 t-shirts.
What about the white one? It's on sale today, and we have size S, size M, and size L.
Pretty good. Please give me size M and size S. Size M for me and size S for my brother.
Question. What size will the man buy for his brother?
Number 20. Hello, this is Grand Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I want to book a single room. How much is it for one night?
Let me have a check. $40 for one night.
Okay, I'll stay for 2 nights.
Question, how much should the woman pay? Hello, this is Grand Hotel. May I help you?
Yes, I want to book a single room. How much is it for one night?
Let me have a check. $40 for one night.
Okay, I'll stay for 2 nights.
Question, how much should the woman pay?
Four, 听短文。根据短文内容选择正确答案，短文念两遍。听前，你将有15秒钟的读题时间。听完后，每小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。
Mr. Black is a doctor in a local hospital. Last Friday, Mr. Black was driving back home after work in the afternoon. He met a crying boy sitting on the road. Mr. Black stopped his car and walked to the boy. He asked the boy why he cried. The boy said he fell down when he was running on his way home.Mr. Black found the boy's legs were hurt, so he took the boy to the hospital where he works. He helped the boy deal with his pain. Then he called the boy's parents. When his parents arrived, the little boy had fallen asleep. The parents thanked Mr. Black. Finally, they took the boy back home. On that day, Mr. Black got home late.But he felt very happy. He is proud that he is a doctor.
Mr. Black is a doctor in a local hospital. Last Friday, Mr. Black was driving back home after work in the afternoon. He met a crying boy sitting on the road. Mr. Black stopped his car and walked to the boy.He asked the boy why he cried. The boy said he fell down when he was running on his way home. Mr. Black found the boy's legs were hurt, so he took the boy to the hospital where he works. He helped the boy deal with his pain. Then he called the boy's parents. When his parents arrived, the little boy had fallen asleep.The parents thanked Mr. Black. Finally, they took the boy back home. On that day, Mr. Black got home late, but he felt very happy. He is proud that he is a doctor.
五，听短文，根据短文内容完成图表中所缺信息。短文念三遍。听前， 你将有25秒钟的读题时间。
Many students will move to a new kind of studio schools at the age of 14 to catch their chances of finding a job in the UK. 12 new style schools are opened to act as a bridge to the workplace and cut down the number of jobless teenagers. The studio schools will be opened longer than standard school terms. Teenagers should spend 4 hours each day for at least 2 days a week on work and business related to the school. And a personal coach will be sent to every teenager. The changes are made because too many teenagers finish full-time education but short of the skills needed to succeed in the workplace. A report also shows the number of jobless teenagers is increasing, with almost 1 in 5 young people jobless because of little experience and few skills. The government plans to build 12 studio schools in big cities. According to the plan, teenagers have to attend one until they are 19, and each school will be supported by the local companies.
Many students will move to a new kind of studio schools at the age of 14 to catch their chances of finding a job in the UK. 12 new style schools are opened to act as a bridge to the workplace and cut down the number of jobless teenagers. The studio schools will be opened longer than standard school terms. Teenagers should spend 4 hours each day for at least 2 days a week on work and business related to the school, and a personal coach will be sent to every teenager. The changes are made because too many teenagers finish full-time education, but short of the skills needed to succeed in the workplace. A report also shows the number of jobless teenagers is increasing, with almost 1 in 5 young people jobless because of little experience and few skills. The government plans to build 12 studio schools in big cities. According to the plan, teenagers have to attend one until they are 19, and each school will be supported by the local companies.
Many students will move to a new kind of studio schools at the age of 14 to catch their chances of finding a job in the UK. 12 new style schools are opened to act as a bridge to the workplace and cut down the number of jobless teenagers. The studio schools will be opened longer than standard school terms. Teenagers should spend 4 hours each day for at least 2 days a week on work and business related to the school. And a personal coach will be sent to every teenager. The changes are made because too many teenagers finish full-time education but short of the skills needed to succeed in the workplace. A report also shows the number of jobless teenagers is increasing, with almost 1 in 5 young people jobless because of little experience and few skills. The government plans to build 12 studio schools in big cities. According to the plan, teenagers have to attend one until they are 19, and each school will be supported by the local companies.